The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Thursday. What day is it? I don't know, but it's Thursday. Thursday, April 7th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We're here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and YouTube. Hey, you can find me, of course, on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Let's connect. Come on now. I just also want to remind you that if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live on the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page, hit like, and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. You can attend a complimentary class tonight by going to investorschooling.com. We're going to be teaching you real estate investing, we're going to be teaching you stock options trading, and we're going to be teaching you basic money stuff. It's important. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about more COVID news. We're going to be talking about the unruly skies and Russian sanctions. All right, before we start, I just want to say hello to a couple of people who have joined us online. Hey, James and Thomas and Bill, thanks so much. I always appreciate you guys watching. Thank you for being big fans. I'm a big fan of you guys, so thank you for being a big fan of me. All right. I always find it interesting that all the financial news is constantly squawking about a coming recession. Yes, a downturn is coming, and yes, the possibility of a recession is real. However, it's months, maybe a year or so away. As I've said many times, the news in the stock market is the most manipulative news on the planet. These news stories are coming out just as we enter the next earnings season. I'm going to say that the manipulation of the market to lower the stocks is basically there so that the money managers could pick up deals. You know, I see it happen often. I remember the Facebook files. I don't know if you guys remember this about 6 months ago. It was a report by the Wall Street Journal that drove the price of Facebook down right before earnings. The money managers pounced on it. They pounced on it, and it went up. Think about this. The weeks leading to Facebook's big decline last earnings report said nothing. The reports were nothing. No one was writing anything substantial about Facebook. And then what happens? By the way, the only report I do remember was the report about how the Oculus was the biggest downloaded app on the iStore, right? Think about that. That means that everybody wanted to buy Facebook, buy Facebook, buy Facebook. Could it have been that the writers of the articles had been pumping the stock to short it? Well, it appears that that could have been a possibility. Now we have bank earnings up next week and the news about a recession. Huh. Bank earnings, news about a recession makes you think, right? Could it be that the banks feel that they're going to do well this time and it could be a ploy to lower the stock price right now to get the money managers to jump in? We will see indeed, but keep that in mind. By the way, none of the bank stocks dropped much yesterday, but they are down about 8% this week. So for the whole week, so that's pretty bad. The articles about a recession actually started about a week. So if you think about it, if they started about a week ago and the stocks are down about 8%, well, are you seeing that pattern? I am. The bank stocks are probably good plays, and if my theory holds water, and I hope I'm right because we need a good bank earnings report for next earnings season, and if I'm right, that means that the bank stocks are going to fly and earnings season is going to be beautiful. The Fed meeting notes were released yesterday, and look, there's nothing new here. As the Fed will be basically tapering their buying of bonds and allowing the free market to do its thing. No interest rate hike deal was announced, and that's the problem. So they didn't announce the interest rates, and basically the market responds to definites, not speculation. So the speculation is that the interest rate may rise anywhere from 25 basis points to 50 basis points, but you know, 50 basis points spooks the market. So no one said anything. They don't know. So that's what freaked out the market yesterday, that no one said anything. So it basically means that if the Fed would have announced it, the market may have rebounded. Look, also the 5-year and 30-year bond remain inverted. That means that you can make more money of a return on your money in a shorter-term bond than a longer-term bond. That's not good, and that's often a sign of an upcoming recession. The Dow finished down only 144 points, and the NASDAQ was crushed, though, when it finished down over 2% yesterday for a total of 315 points for the day. You know, look, after a down day of about 300 points on Tuesday, that's pretty bad. Ugliness for sure. However, look, I believe a comeback rally is on the way, and it'll either be today, tomorrow, or Monday. I'm hoping for today, so I don't have to keep my options that are expiring this week. It's kind of dangerous that I have some options expiring on Friday, but hopefully it'll come on. If it doesn't come on today, it'll come on Friday. Anyway, the big winner yesterday was Eli Lilly Corporation. The stock jumped about 13 points when Morgan Stanley rated it as a top pick. Still don't believe the news is manipulative? Ha, there you go. Dollar General also jumped up almost 10 points. Want to know why these are jumping and being rated as buys? Well, think about it. They're recession-proof. That's why. Dollar stores will thrive in a recession, and so does drugstores. Everyone wants to be on drugs when their portfolio goes down, right? The weird part was the cruise lines got hit yesterday, and it's really strange. You know, they got hit, and they would do really well during the week. Look, I get it. People are concerned with discretionary funds. However, the stocks were just moving up. Carnival Cruise Line was up Tuesday about $1.25, and it lost all of that gain yesterday. Why the switch? Nothing here makes sense. I still like the stock, and I believe that the rest of the cruise lines will do well in the coming months. And also the travel stocks will do well, too. More interesting news was when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen cautioned that Russia's attack on Ukraine could cause a major hit to global economy. Look, I think she's the Dr. Fauci of the stock market. Yes, it's true it's going to affect Russia, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the show, but it's going to affect Russia. It's not going to affect the whole world. We're going to do fine without them. I also want to mention that Levi Strauss announced their earnings last night after the bell, and it looked pretty good. They topped estimates, and the guidance was clear that inflation or a recession should not hurt their business. That's right, everybody wants to buy jeans when there's a recession. Chief Financial Officer Harmit Singh said the denim category is growing in low double-digit rates relative to where it was before the pandemic. He continued by saying the world continues to be a lot more casual. That's very funny. You remember that when he used to have casual Fridays? Now they have dress-up Mondays. All right. He also added, we've seen demand in March maintain the momentum, and that gives us confidence about the rest of the year. Probably a good stock for a long-term buy and hold. The stock sells for under $20, and it has a dividend of about 2%. Might prove to be good. Might prove to be a really good covered call stock, even. It also looks like it's normal. Its normal low should be at about 25. All right, let's take a quick look at the market and see what's going on here. Right now, we have the Dow down 16. We have the S&P down 5. And we have the NASDAQ down 50. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. Wow, a whole bunch of people joined us. Thank you so much for watching. I always appreciate you watching. We got Jill. And we got Joe, and wow, we got Charles. If I missed you, I apologize, but there's so many people here. Rob, thanks. I totally appreciate it. All right. It looks like Tommy likes my quote. Everybody wants to be on drugs when the portfolio goes down. I like it. I like it. All right. Hey, Jose, thanks for joining us. All right. Let's talk about COVID. Like a bad cold that just won't go away, COVID just keeps popping up in the news. The scandemic, which ended 3 months after it started, just needs to get more attention here. So here's the latest people testing positive for, you know, the big bad cold. Aw. So the communications director for Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. This was the day after he attended a ceremony at the White House where he was in close contact with Harris and former President Barack Obama. The news couldn't help but point out that he wasn't wearing a mask. Shame on him. No wonder he got it. It's all his fault. He got his vaccine, but he still wasn't wearing a mask. It's all his fault. Of course, do you remember that Obama announced when he was tested for COVID in mid-March? You know, of course, there was also, if you remember, the super spreader event on Saturday called the Gridiron Dinner, right? For those who don't know, the Gridiron Dinner is a sort of roast and comedy show dinner that many politicians and reporters meet once a year. They have dinner, they have a night out, and the last one was this Saturday. So 14 of the A-list attendees have tested positive for COVID, according to the Washington Post. Several politicians and reporters were among the group who tested positive. Among the A-list were also the S-list, I'll let you fill in the word S, who included people like Adam Schiff. Here's something interesting that goes against what we've learned in the past. The restaurant made an announcement that went something like this. Except in cases of public officials who have disclosed their own status, we will protect the privacy of guests who test positive. Protect the privacy? Wasn't it a year ago that you had to show your ID to get into a restaurant? And when you tested positive for COVID, you were supposed to announce it to the world through your mobile device? From there, weren't you supposed to have your mobile device tell the rest of the world that all the places you attended and warn them all? You know, I'm wondering if a new law was created that allows people to have medical privacy. Maybe they could call it, I know, hypocrisy, idiocy, political accountability for a-holes. You know, HIPAA. Yeah, HIPAA. Hypocrisy, idiocy, political accountability for a-holes. Anyway, the HIPAA's all tested positive for COVID, and now Vice President Laughing Hyena herself was in close contact with the communications director, Jamal Simmons. But she's going about her business like nothing ever happened. Whatever happened to quarantines for 10 days if you were exposed to this, you know, cold? Whatever happened to safe practices? Oh yeah, I forgot. The only place you could still get this terrible cold is on public transportation. You know, like an airplane. Huh. Hey world, are you finally realizing it was all a scam yet? Even Obama said when he got the big bad COVID cold, I've had a scratchy cold throat for a couple of days, but I'm feeling fine otherwise. It sounds like every mild cold I've ever had. Oh wait, this story isn't over until we talk about the latest COVID variant. Oh, I must be catching it. That's right, we now have the Omicron XE variant. No, really, they called it the Omicron XV variant. This is like when you buy a car and they dress it up with special ornamentation, leather seats, and a few extra features, and slap a label on it that says XE. Come on, when are we going to stop calling the common cold a pandemic by dressing up with fancy names like, you know, the scary Omicron variant XE? It doesn't even roll off the tongue well either. Maybe, we'll get some Republicans in office, and then maybe we could declare new HIPAA laws. You know, hypocrisy, idiocy, and political accountability by a-holes. Let's take a break here. I'll see you in a minute.
Investor Schooling needs a new slogan.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of it.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard of it.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of them.
Any suggestions, Phil?
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either.
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right. Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And you guys know we've been discussing some really cool stuff, right? We've been talking about the futures, and right now the futures are, let me see real quick. The futures are, right now the Dow is down 4.5, the S&P is up 6, and the NASDAQ is up 46. So it could be an interesting day. We'll have to see how that plays out. All right. Also, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. And if you never heard of Investor Schooling, come tonight and learn. Go to investorschooling.com and you can sign up for tonight's class. Of course, you also, I also want to remind everybody that if you're listening on WWDB Radio, I want to thank you. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and of course, YouTube, as long as we're still there. Real quick, I see a couple other people have joined us. Hey, Charles. Hey, Jose. You guys are enjoying my HIPAA definition, right? All right. Hey, we also talked about, of course, we talked about COVID news, which we just did. And we've got coming up the unruly skies and Russian sanctions. And then we also have, of course, today's picks and plays. But come on, did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button? The like button. Hit the like button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. Hey, before the second half, real quick, we all know that a new financial situation is coming. It may be a recession. Who knows? It may just be a simple downturn. But if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com. Order my book, Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it, and I promise you're going to learn something. It has great reviews from people who got an advanced copy of the book, and you will definitely learn something that will help you make more money from reading this book. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about unruly skies. Since we have COVID back in the news, we might as well discuss the idiotic mask mandate on planes that will soon hopefully be coming to an end. It seems like many airlines are as frustrated with the mask mandates as the passengers. Look, I mentioned last week that all of the airlines wrote to President Braindead about removing the mandate for masks in, you know, the safest place in the sky for oxygen, you know, where the filters work harder than any other filtration system in the planet, except maybe the filtration system that turns toilet water into drinking water. Now, there's a visual for you. Anyway, in 11 more days, the mandate is supposed to end. Now, I do have to say that the last time I started this countdown, within hours, the geriatric patient in the White House announced he was extending it again. Maybe we should get him a mask from Mike Lindell. You know what I mean? A mask from Mike Lindell? Yeah. We could call it the Biden pillow. Anyway, as you may know, there have been an uprising in violence on airplanes over masks and mask mandates. The people have been fed up with it for a long time, and many revolted. In 2021, nearly 3 out of 4 unruly passenger reports were related to mask compliance, according to the FAA. All right, here's an interesting fact about the people who were non-compliant and let the world know it by being filmed or otherwise becoming famous for not wearing a mask on a plane. You would expect some bad things would happen to these people. Well, check it out. The fines for being an unruly passenger can be as high as $37,000. However, these fines, it turns out, are judgment-proof. In other words, no one will pay them anyway. The serious offenses like hitting a flight attendant, well, that would be considered assault, and that's what most of these people went to jail for. Here's another thought. Are we going to have the pro-maskers complaining that they're sitting next to someone on a plane who isn't wearing a mask? All I know is the next time I'm in an airport or on a plane, sitting next to someone wearing a mask, I'm going to blow in their direction. I think we definitely need more HIPAA in this world. Oh, and arrest Fauci and let's go, Brandon. Rah! All right, let's talk about Russian sanctions. Hey, we all know that the U.S. and other countries have issued sanctions on Russia for their invasion of Ukraine. Look, most of us have no idea what they are and why they are. If you recall, at the end of February, Biden said we are inflicting pain on Russia and supporting the people of Ukraine. Putin is now isolated from the world more than ever, he said. And you want to know what that really means? Is Putin and Russia really hurting? Well, I don't live there, nor do I know people who live there. But let's take a look at the sanctions imposed and logically discuss if they're important. So on February 24th, the first sanction was restricting exports of chips, computers, and other high technologies to Russia. So that means that they weren't going to send technology to Russia. No chips, no technology, right? First of all, we're suffering that anyway due to the chip shortage. So I don't see how Russia's going to have any different than what we're seeing right now. Then we got February 27th. Key Russian banks are blocked from SWIFT and sanctions are placed against the central bank's international reserve. So here is probably the biggest place that they might have seen some pain, but I doubt it. So the SWIFT system is basically the international system where the money goes in and goes out, and Russia quickly countered that by doing their own thing. They do their own thing with China, so it's no big deal, right? I love this one. This just amazes me. Oligarchs are targeted with travel bans and asset freezes. So they basically stole their yachts. You've all seen these articles about how they stole the oligarchs' yachts. I'd like to know how they got away with it. Now, look, whether I'm for sanctions or against sanctions, that's not the issue here. I want to know how they could go to somebody's yacht and say, this is mine now, you can't have it anymore. How can they legally do that? And even legally or not legally, it's bizarre. It's just like, yeah, it's mine now. I don't understand that one. I also don't understand how it hurts. I mean, you know, what happens? So guy goes, they took my yacht. Putin, stop the war. I can't go on my yacht anymore. I'm going to cry. I mean, really? On March 2nd, U.S. considers barring Russian ships from American ports. Considered it. I don't know if they did it, but considered it. Really? Now, finally, on March 8th, they announced that they were going to ban Russian oil, gas, and energy imports. So that's a good thing. But, you know, again, Russia only supplies 7.9% of our oil. I don't know how that's going to happen. Right? They also moved, on the 11th, they moved to strip Russia of its preferential trade status, which means now that Russian imports can be taxed more than the rest of the world. Okay, big deal. You still need this stuff from Russia, that means it's going to be taxed more. So what? It doesn't mean that they're going to not have imports. On March 24th, U.S. imposes sanctions on dozens of Russia defense companies and the Duma legislative body. The Duma legislative body, by the way, is like the House of Representatives over here kind of thing, right? That's basically what that is. So basically they're saying that they're not going to do business with them, and they're not going to let you do business, do business with them or do business with us. Who cares? On April 5th, the Treasury stops the Russian government from paying holders of its sovereign via the dollar. And basically what that means, real simple, IRS, by the way, suspends information exchanges with Russia's tax authorities to hinder Moscow's ability to collect taxes. That means they just can't collect taxes in U.S. dollars. So what? And then finally, yesterday, sanctions were unveiled against Putin's adult children. Now, I find it funny that they say adult children. I don't know how many children Putin has. I mean, maybe he's got young children, too. I mean, you know, the guy is pretty powerful and rich. He may have pretty young children with the 30-year-old he slept with last week, or maybe even the 18-year-old, or who knows? Maybe he's a pedophile like the rest of the government, and maybe he slept with a 16-year-old. Who knows? But, you know, all new investment is also banned in Russia, and basically sanctions are imposed on Russia's largest banks. Do you really think this is going to work? I mean, come on. That's what they're going to do? There's nothing here. I don't see how this is going to affect people at all. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Best of school. Those guys are everywhere.
Best of schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Investor schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and I am fired up today. I'm pretty excited about being fired up. My back hurts less today. It still hurts, and I'm still squirming, as you can see, but it's not like it was yesterday. All right, if you want more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Let's take a quick look at the futures one more time. So we got the futures right now. We've got the Dow is down. It looks like 15.5. We got the S&P up 6, and we got the NASDAQ up 48. All right, we also talked about COVID news and how Omicron XE. Hey, are you an Omicron XE fan? Oh, boy, really? We talked about unruly skies, and we talked about the ridiculousness of these Russian sanctions. Of course, we got coming up. We've got today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button? Let everyone know what great stocks plays are coming by sharing this information. Come on, hit that share button. Come on. Look. You can also share in your page or share in groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. Let's do it. All right. You can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Make sure you do that. And real quick, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the stock market. Hey, real quick, I don't want to forget. Don't forget to sign up for our event. We have an event coming up on the 24th. It's called a Freedom and Finances event. We got some great people like Doug Mastriano coming. We've got Bill Spadia coming. We've got some awesome, awesome people. We even have Teddy Daniels coming. We've got five different people to talk to you about how to raise money, how to buy apartment buildings. It's going to be an amazing event. Go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com to register. It's going to sell out fast. I think we got about 20 tickets left. All right, so let's talk about what's going on today. Most likely, the market's going to see a recovery today, and we're already seeing the futures. Yeah, you know, they're kind of rising a little bit. NASDAQ's up a little bit. So typically, this happens after a pause and after a day of waiting for a major announcement, like the Fed announcement yesterday. So things will start to move back up. The stock market is like a child that is sometimes moody, and yesterday it was one of those days. Well, the kid woke up this morning and is happily eating his breakfast. Hopefully, we won't see a tantrum in the future. Ford is an interesting play right now as it came down 30% from its high, and it may be a play here, but I'd like to wait for 13 for me. AAL was a bargain yesterday, if you guys caught it, when it briefly went below 17 at the beginning of the market opening. I couldn't resist, and I added more. Man, I have a lot of stock options on this. I better be right. All right. Look for all your stocks to increase over the next 30 days because earnings season is coming. Banks are going to be the first up, and it always sets the tone for earnings. Hey, right now, last time, the Dow is down 20, the S&P is up 5, and the NASDAQ is up 45. Let's talk a little bit about crypto. Crypto fell back to about 43,000. Look, if you rode this thing from 38,000 to 48,000 and sold, you did really well. And if you're still holding, well, good luck. Gold and silver are kind of steady. Gold is about 1930, and silver is about 24.5. The Treasury bond is holding in the range of about 2.5 to 2.7. Now, if you remember, the NASDAQ was hit yesterday when the bond rate went over 2.75. Oil is back below 100 and may not be important to the market any longer. It looks like the market is responding back to the Treasury bond again. Hey, I want to thank you once again if you're listening on WWDB Radio, and I want to thank you for your continued support. If you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. Don't forget, oh, you know, I also wanted to mention something before I went today. I had a great meeting with a couple of new students last night. I want to thank Harris and Sandra, and I know they're big fans of the show, and I know they're listening right now, so thank you so much. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now, and I am also the CEO of Investor Schooling. Hey, if you want to come meet me tonight, go to investorschooling.com. You can sign up, and I guarantee you're going to learn something, and the first class is always complimentary. So I would definitely come tonight, go to investorschooling.com. I want to remind you that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. The opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. Hey, don't forget to buy my book, too. Look up Money Hacks at barnesandnoble.com and buy my book. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Let's make it a profitable day.